Do you know what's going to happen on the day of judgment? You have two judgments. You have the big, you have judgment seat where people who are believers will stand before Jesus, and then you have the white throne judgment where people who don't believe in Jesus will stand before the Father. And this is what it looks like in accordance with Revelation chapter 12. You will stand before the Father, and he will look, there's going to be the book, and then there's the books. The book he's going to look at first is the book of life. And he's going to look in that book of life and see if your name is there. Now, by default, because you're standing in front of him already, your name is not in the book of life. So then he's going to look at what? The books. The books talks about all the things you said and done while you was in this body. And guess what? The first question he's going to ask you, what did you do about Jesus? Why did you not receive the free gift I made available to you? Why did you not yield to the Holy Spirit who was there to convince you that I'd already made a way out for you? All you had to do is receive it. And the second thing he's going to ask you is, why did you not do what I sent you to the earth to do? Those are the two questions he's going to ask you. And you can't lie, because he already has it. He already knows. It might put him on a plasma screen and show you your action. Then he goes on to say, the Holy Spirit will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Sin because they don't believe in Jesus. Of righteousness because he goes to the Father and you will see him no more. And judgment because the ruler of this world. Who's the ruler of this world? The devil. And what's going to happen? Jesus is judging the world of sin. He's judged the adversary, and he's already judged sin. He says sin was a violation of his word. He says of God's word. But Jesus said, I came to pay the sin debt so that you wouldn't have to, and all you have to do is receive the free gift I'm making available to you. Now the adversary already knows sin has been judged, and he already knows he's been found guilty, and he already knows what the end result's gonna be. But he's trying to take down as many people as he can to join him.